Week 3 of Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 at KMZA. We continue here on with our Valley Heights Locker Room Chat here with girls head coach Jordan Brockschemann here of the girls team. This locker room chat provided by Blue Valley Technologies. Since last time we talked, Valley Heights, Riley County on last Friday, and Nemaha Central this Tuesday. A loss to Riley County last week, 44-35, but a bounce back against another 3A Big East opponent team. And against Nemaha Central, a win of 41-26. A game where Ava Smith went on fire with 31 of the 41 points. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Well, last Friday was a frustrating game in some sense. Riley County is really good with the ball, and they're very patient and kind of methodical, but we were able to turn them over quite a bit, and we had a tremendous amount of offensive rebounds, but our shooting was so poor that night that seemed like no matter what we did, we couldn't get the ball to fall in the hole. So last Friday was more about our shooting woes and struggles getting the ball in the hole. Yesterday, I thought we played with probably some better energy, a little more pep in our step, and defensively we looked more aggressive, and we were able to get out and transition a little better. And at least for Ava Smith, the shot was going in.
Hey, talk about Ava Smith right there. Impressive performance, 31 points. How do you feel like her confidence has been in the early part of the season, averaging well over 15 points a game? And, of course, as the season goes on, having a star player like her perform at the level that she performs at?
Well, she's just great. Kids feed off her energy, and she has a motor. I mean, she plays really, really hard. She's passionate. And she looks for opportunities, and if she can't find them, she'll try to create them herself. So she's somebody that, you know, really actively looks to score for us, and we need that at times. We're still searching for some other kids to put the ball in the hole, and you know, we're going to need that. I think it'll develop as the season goes on, so we can be a little more balanced. But when a kid's having a good night like she did the other night, it's, you know, it's all right if she shoots the ball.
Well, coming on your schedule, you have a very good team here coming up with the Centralia Panthers on Friday, a team that went undefeated for the state title in Class 1A Division 1 last season. So what is the game plan coming in here against a really good Centralia team this Friday?
Well, they're experienced now, and they're athletic across the board. So we expect a high-energy physical game, and that's kind of how it's been. We play them over the years, and we love the competition. We like to see them early because it's a really good test for us. So we're excited to get the game going.
Right after that game, you'll go right into the winter break. How are you going to attack this winter break? Because, of course, you know, most teams, they don't have games over the winter break. Instead, you'll kind of be a little different. You'll have three games over the break, the 22nd, 30th, and 31st. They're Central, February, and Superior. So, you know, how are you going to get into this mini offseason here where you kind of get some time to get healthy, but then also attack with a couple games there on your schedule?
Well, I think I'm excited. I mean, it's new for us. I'm excited to see how it goes. In the past, I was never a fan of the big break. I would rather just to have the season continue on, and hopefully this kind of closes the gap for us a little bit in terms of staying in the flow of things. And it's fun because it'll be new opponents that we haven't seen. Nebraska schools, we've tried to get Nebraska schools on our schedule over the years and haven't been able to. And with Keisha allowing more games to be played in the regular season, and Nebraska schools being used to playing over winter break, it was just a way for us to get some games against some new opponents that we're excited to see. I don't know anything about them, but we're excited to see some different competition and keep playing.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you for your time as always. Week number 3 here of Locker Room Chat. So thank you, and again, good luck on your upcoming games.
Sweet. Thanks so much.
That was head coach Jordan Brockschemann of the Lady Mustangs of Valley Heights. Upcoming here on Friday, the Valley Heights Mustangs will take on Centralia. Also upcoming here, we'll talk to head coach Kenny Steinfort of the boys.